USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congressional leaders reached an overarching agreement Wednesday to boost military and non-defense budgets, paving the way for a comprehensive deal to fund the government into the fall. Democrats looking to increase military spending from the final package that was signed into law in the last weeks of Donald Trump's presidency. President Biden on Wednesday participated in a roundtable with CEOs of electric utilities to discuss his Build Back Better agenda.
Like the rest of my Build Back Better plan, the clean energy companies of this plan are about lowering prices. That's what this is all about. It's about reducing family energy bills while protecting the grid from extreme weather and making power more reliable. And it's also about jobs.
The Dow gaining 305 points to close at 35,768 on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
France's president is meeting with his Russian and Ukrainian counterparts separately.
As French President Macron invited his Ukrainian counterpart Zelensky in Kyiv on Tuesday for diplomatic talks on the country's crisis with Russia, Moscow said there were points of convergence laid out by Macron during his five-hour meeting with Russian President Putin a day earlier. But the Kremlin denies that the two leaders had agreed to de-escalate the tense standoff at the Ukrainian border. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Rising interest rates appear to be pushing people who want to buy homes to the sidelines. The Mortgage Bankers Association reporting Wednesday that the national average interest rate for 30-year fixed mortgage jumped 5 basis points last week to 3.83%. That played a big role in last week's 10% drop in applications for loans to buy new homes. Find us at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Vermont is one step closer to enshrining abortion in its constitution.
Vermont lawmakers voted Tuesday to move forward on a constitutional amendment that would guarantee the right to abortion and contraception. It's the first amendment of its kind in the U.S. Proposition 5 now heads to Governor Phil Scott, who signaled his support for the measure and is required to give public notice before it appears on the ballot in November. Voters in Vermont, where 70% of people say abortion should be legal in all or most cases, are expected to approve it. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Supply chain issues are not only driving up the costs at grocery stores, they're also impacting the prices you'll pay for flowers.
So if the market is more expensive, then my flowers are more expensive.
Susan Velasquez, owner of Magnolia Flowers, that audio courtesy of News Channel 7 in Panama City, Florida. Velasquez adding that most people will be paying between $110 and $150 for a dozen roses. UCLA is paying over $243 million to settle a sexual assault lawsuit. The settlement announced Tuesday covers former patients of a UCLA gynecologist who allegedly assaulted over 200 women. That new settlement is in addition to a $73 million class action settlement. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.